It's just two guys slinging some bull. It's the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. I'm back. On 1045theteam.com.
Get up off of that thing and dance to you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to you. Sing it now.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. Joe Bianchino, Pierce Bricks, hanging out with you on 1045theteam.com. Bricks, how are you?
I'm doing quite splendid. How are you, Joe B?
Quite splendid. I'm
quite
good, man.
Splendid. That's how I'm rolling today.
Yeah?
I'm in a quite splendid
mood.
You're
very formal today.
Exactly. That's how I'm feeling.
All right.
You know?
Well,
it's a buttoned up two guys, one mic today.
Buttoned up. I like that you said that. It's perfect segue. The New York Giants, Bricks, usually a very buttoned up program. Never really hear a lot of stuff out of them. Stepped in some PR problems this week with, as you know.
Actually, they were thrown in. They were picked up, taken down a hallway, and thrown in to a cold tub of PR.
PR problems?
Exactly.
What do we think about that?
Are we even really talking about this? Is this something that's really happening?
Well, look, we're Giant fans. It happened to us. By the way, I'm comfortable saying, are you a we guy?
Yeah, I'll drop an us, a we. You know, I was there when, you know,
we won the Super Bowl, right?
Right. I was just glad that JPP didn't pick me up and throw me in some cold water, as I am a member of the New York Giants at heart. It's absolutely absurd that we're even talking about this. We're only talking about this because other people are talking about this. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I've yet to meet one of these people. Where are they? Where do they live?
You mean the pod people who come out and be angry about things?
Yeah, the little trolls who come out waving their fist at the sky and like, oh.
How dare
he's
you?
He's bullying them. Like, what? First of all, these are two fully grown men. Amukamara, one of the best athletes in the world. That's why he's on an NFL roster. If the guy wanted to squirm out
especially
of that hole.
Especially the Giants. Not like he's on the Jets.
Oh! You know, if the guy wanted to get. It wasn't a bullying situation. You know what? These people are people. The people who complain about this and get worked up and get in a tizzy are people that have never played on a team and don't understand. Are people who have no fun. And they look at this and they say,
no
well,
fun. I think he's right. There's a lot of.
That's bullying.
I understand that bullying is a big deal now. And trust me, I'm a teacher. I understand that. I really do. Bullying is a big deal. But this is not that. And in no way do our athletes need to parent us. It is not JPP's responsibility to raise my child. You know what? It's my responsibility to raise my child. I will deal with it. Right? Oh, how do I tell my kid about that? I don't know. Have a conversation with your friggin' child. It's not my problem.
How do you tell your kid about what you say? Well, sometimes when you play on a team, you know, you guys goof around because you're friends.
Sometimes guys do stupid things. End the conversation
was
then.
It,
that's what
was
happens.
Was it even stupid? Was it even stupid? Was there anything? If my kid watched this video, I would be, you know, son, as a Caucasian American, don't say what JPP said. Aside from that, you know, that's really the only lesson to take. That's only the only takeaway here. Oh, and by the way, if you throw somebody in a cold tub, make sure they don't hit their head. Make sure you aim correctly because you're going to get a lot of trouble from the coach if that guy comes
up
lame.
And make sure the punter doesn't put it online. I think that was the big thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Tell the kicker to put down his iPhone.
But it does make me wonder because the Giants have, as you would expect the Giants to do, come out and said all the right things. You know, it's interesting. There are people who are just as angry about the way the Giants have been PC about it as the people who are angry about the supposed bullying. You know.
You know, and that's actually the root. That's why this stuff festers and grows in society right now because it seems to happen a lot more than it did 5-10 years ago. That
people just getting angry about anything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's because people pander. And I understand that, you know, Jerry Reese probably said, you know, Drew, we have bigger fish to fry. You know, this isn't the time or place for the New York Giants to pick, you know, to take this fight up.
But it would. Steve.
What'd I say, Drew? I say
you
Drew.
Do it all the time.
I say Drew all the time. In my mind, he will always be Drew. Steve.
He's never been Drew Weatherford, but he will always be Drew Weatherford.
So, you know, you take Steve aside and you say, listen, just get these guys off our back. And Tom, just get them off our back. we have to practice. The season starts in 2 weeks.
Right, but I think, and that's, to me, that's the way you handle it. I know people are like, well, they should have stood up for themselves. Look, you stand up for yourself in a situation like this, you bring more upon you. If you double down right now, you bring more media attention to yourself. All you do, look, the Giants' job, just like it's not to parent our kids, it's not to protect the rights of YouTube users. Their job's to win football games. So this sort of thing happens. A professional organization deals with it the way the Giants did. They come out, they say, hey, we're sorry, we understand, our bad. And then the media storm goes away, and the Giants get back to their, you know, maybe there's a different team in New York who would double, triple, quadruple down and end up with a hellstorm around their training facility for a month. It's not the way the Giants handle it.
No, and it's smart. Listen, I know, I don't know firsthand. I'm not in the room. I don't have it mic'd up. You know that Jerry and Tom are saying, listen, this is stupid. This is ridiculous. These people are absolute idiots. But you don't say that publicly. Do you want to say it publicly? Yes. But you just say, if you were offended, I'm sorry. We got to move on. We have practice.
It does make
New York Giants. We play football.
It does make you wonder, though, what they want to say when they're asked about it. And come to think of it,
nice segue.
We know exactly what they want to say. Here's Steve Weatherford being asked. Being asked about the situation.
What do you want the message to be for the kids that may have seen that video?
You know, like I said, that was simply horseplay. It was not meant to be, you know, any hazing of any sort towards any of our teammates. And that's simply all that it was.
All right, so there is Steve Weatherford asked what he wants the message to be to the kids. And he gives the very PC answer to what is a stupid question. Piers Bricks, you feel like being Steve?
I actually prefer to be Drew, but yeah, I can be Steve Weatherford.
All right.
Here.
All right, this is what Steve Weatherford wants to say.
What do you want the message to be for the kids that may have seen that video?
You know, I actually have a message like for said, the. I hope those kids realize that when you join a team, you know, you can do jovial things. You're part of something bigger, and you have fun, and you have activities. You're not just sitting in your room by yourself playing your Xbox 360, maybe mic'd up to some kid you met online. This is what you do. This is fun. This isn't hazing. Nobody got hurt. Everybody had a good time. I don't know why we picked Prince Amukamara. The guy's not a rookie anymore. But this is fun. This is part of being a team, and people should look at this not in a negative way, but in a positive way, and see that these guys are having fun with each other and growing and having chemistry, and that is going to translate to success on the field. And there's no negative here. That's the takeaway. The language should have been clean. Okay, maybe I should have bleeped this out. Matter of fact, I shouldn't have put it on YouTube at all. But there's no negative. There's no negative. Stop asking me these questions. I like the fact that you're asking me questions. I'm Steve Weatherford. I'm a kicker. I usually don't get this much attention, but lay off me, man. Just lay off me.
That is a long answer. He has a long message for the kids, apparently.
But that's what the thing is I watched this video, and I'm like, nice. The Giants have some good team chemistry.
Right. Like, I
gotta
be honest.
They play around with each other. They hang out with each other.
I was out of town this weekend. I came back, I think Monday, and I walked into the studio, and Brian knows, and it's obvious, hey, did you see this? I'm like, what? Like, the Giants hazing video. I was like, oh, yeah, let me see it. He plays me the entire video. I go, what happens next? Is there a part of the video where they all beat Amukamara with sticks?
Right.
No? That's it. That's the whole video? All right, well,
where's the part
whatever.
Where they make him chug an entire handle of vodka and then beat him with a bat? Because if that's not that's hazing. That's not a good thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the college days of Mr. Piers Bricks.
No, I was not in the fraternal system. That's hazing. That's legitimately dangerous and bad. This is a bunch of guys goofing off in their off time. This is a positive thing. This should show kids that you can be part of a team.
Right.
And that's all positive.
And so the Giants did the right thing. They dealt with it. PC, they can get on. They destroyed the Jets last weekend. They've got the Bears coming up this weekend. David Wilson getting some first team reps. That's big for the Giants. Anything else you're looking at in terms of the I know you're not a big preseason guy. I'm not either. I'm interested to see returns, and with Hosley out, it kind of takes a little bit of the excitement out. Anything you're looking for?
Health. 100% health.
That's a good point.
You know, it's the preseason. We're getting so close, you can start tasting, you know, the opener against the Cowboys. So I'm really overlooking
it's
this.
Coming.
I just want, you know, if it was up to me, Eli wouldn't play. Maybe play a drive because the Giants haven't gotten the ball in the end zone with the first team yet.
I would play him. Tonight, three quarters, I would. I'd run him out.
You're running Eli out three quarters tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Get that time. He's got a lot of young receivers he's going to have to connect with. Absolutely. And he's got an offensive line that needs to gel behind him and an offensive line that was terrible last year. Any rep is good rep tonight. Fourth preseason game, back him way off. But third, I'd run him out for a while tonight, yeah.
I have a problem. Look at Mike Vick's ribs. Look at his ribs.
Yeah, but he's Mike Vick. The dude's 7 pounds.
That's fine. Listen, Eli's a big guy. I would rather have, there's a couple issues with the gelling of the offensive line. There's been some shifting and moving there this season. I don't want those kinks being worked out while Eli is bearing the brunt of any blunders.
I
don't disagree because, again, he does have to gel with Reuben Randall and Hosley, who's not playing, and Jernigan. However, you know, I would run him out there until he got the taste of throwing a touchdown pass back in his mouth. He hasn't gotten that yet, and then I am sitting him down. I do not want to risk it. I don't think it matters. He's Eli Manning. The guy knows how to play NFL football.
The Giants might not need to play their starters. The Jets need to play their starters, and the Jets should be playing their starters when it's ones against fours in the friggin' fourth quarter on Sunday when they play the Panthers, because they have been awful.
Wayne Hunter, by the way, today, Sal Palantonio, reporting live from Jets camp, has reported that Wayne Hunter has been benched. Which is a positive because he's terrible, but it's a negative because the guy who couldn't take Wayne Hunter's job for a year in an offseason is stepping up to replace him.
That seems to be, this from the holy breaking news department, the Jets have sat down a guy who gave up 14 sacks on the...
It was so Jason Pierre-Paul, it was like he there was nobody in front of him. It was like you just put a big pad in front of him, and all he had to do was either push the pad backwards or run around the pad. The guy is terrible. He was worth nothing, but like the only thing he could do against JPP was be space. Was just take up some space. So JPP had to be like, all right, I got to figure out the quickest way to get around this space.
It's not a question of if, it's which way do I want to go around.
Right, or I just push this guy just straight backwards. He's an embarrassment, and you know, it can't be getting better when the guy, you know, whenever you're replacing somebody with his backup, it's not a promising thing, because if the guy was any good, he wouldn't have been his backup for as long as he was.
Look, we have, you know, when you were hosting Game On and I was on with you and on this podcast the past couple of weeks, we have taken some shots at the Jets and really, really tore them down.
Yes.
They've deserved every one. And they just, they keep deserving all of them. They showed an offensive line that was worse than we thought. And I know it's a preseason game, but God, this team is awful.
You know, and it's funny because people listen, oh, you're a Jet basher. I'm not. I
am a Jet basher.
I know that you are.
Absolutely.
An unashamed Jet basher. I am not. Do I love the Jets? No. I'm just looking at them from a practical standpoint. I see an aging defense with a great cornerback. But, you know, if you're going to talk about a nucleus, an established nucleus of a D, I can say, well, look at San Francisco. They have a phenomenal linebacker in Patrick Willis. You build around that. You don't really build around the I have a shutdown guy on the left side. Okay, well, what are you going to do with the middle and the right side? Well, I got Bart Scott. Bart Scott's 46.
Antonio Cromartie.
Devin Harris is a very good player. You're banking a lot on Quentin Copel's coming in and being effective. I just look at this team practically.
At some point, you got to score the ball. You're not going to win with defense in this league anymore.
And I don't think they have a great
defense.
Even if
they have a lights out defense, this isn't the 85. This isn't 1985. This isn't even 2000 when the Ravens did it with defense. You have to have an offense to win in this league.
You have to have at least. A respectable, not, you don't need to have a feared offense. The San Francisco 49ers did not have a feared offense. They had an efficient offense, a relatively efficient offense with a capable quarterback in Alex Smith, although he didn't look all that capable in the NFC Championship game. But they got pretty
right.
darn far. They were on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. That is an elite defense, and it was a young
right.
defense.
And by the way, Frank Gore, better than Sean Green.
Right. When I look at this Jets defense, I don't see a great defensive unit. I see a hodgepodge of good defensive players. I see a potential in a success in Quentin Coples. I see Devin Harris as being a very good player. I see Darrell Revis as being a very good player. And then you see an older guy in Cromartie that was good four or 5 years ago on the Chargers. You see Bart Scott, who was very good 3, 4, 5 years ago on the Ravens.
It's not a
unit. It's a bunch of individuals. And then on the offensive side, you see the same thing. You see Santonio Holmes, who's a number two receiver playing a number one position. You have quarterback issues. I just don't see the Jets being very good.
Right. But look, we've said it all before. We'll leave it there. We'll come back. We'll talk some Yankees. It's Two Guys, One Mike.